Chapter 10. Gunner. Tap. Superviolet and blue. As his thumb touched, it was like someone had blown out a candle. The world went dark, eyes useless. But then, a moment later, there was sun, waves washing over him, blinking, bobbing. Seeing his perspective shift while he felt his body utterly motionless made him queasy. Tap. Green solved that in a rush of embodiment, touch restored. He was swimming. A strong body, wiry, naked to the waist. The water is warm, strewn with flotsam. Tap. Yellow. Hearing restored. The shouts of men calling to each other, others screaming in pain or terror. But yellow is more than that. It is the logic of man and place. But the yellow in this one isn't quite right. Disbelieving. The prism came out of nowhere, dodged all his cannon shots, even when Gunner finally started shooting both at once. That little boat the prism made moved at speeds he wouldn't have believed if he'd heard another telling the tale. Ceres is going to take this out on him. Damn Gavin Gyle. But this mind skips around. There's something... Tap. Orange. The smell of the sea and smoke and discharged powder. And he can sense the other men floating in the water. And below them. Around them. Oh, by the hells. Sharks. Lots of sharks. His finger is already descending. Tap. Red and sub-red and the taste of blood in his mouth and it's too... The trick with sharks is the nose. Not so different from a man. You bloody a bully's nose. And he goes looking elsewhere right quick. Easy, right? Easy. Gunner ain't no easy meat. The sea's my mirror. Fickle as me. Crazy as me. Deep currents. And monsters rise from her depths, too. What others call sea spray, I call her spitting in my face. Friendly-like. Unlike most of this lot, I can swim. I just don't like it. Ceres and me do our admiring best at a bit of a distance. She must be ragging something fierce. The shark she's sent after me is a tiger shark. Good hunters, fast, curious as a crotch-sniffing hound, mad as a starving lotus-eater, usually twice as long as a man is tall. But the sea's shown me respect, as she ought. My shark's bigger, three times as long as I am tall, looks like. Hard to tell through the water, of course. Don't want to exaggerate. Hate exaggerators. Fucking hate 'em. I'm Gunner, and I give it straight. The scraps and shrapnel lines and barrels of the shipwreck litter the sapphire waters everywhere. But that tiger's coming back. Depending how tenacious she is, it'll take me a few minutes to swim to an appropriately sized... Oi, Ceres! I shout as a thought occurs to me. I know why you're mad. Not many people know it, but the Cerulean Sea is named for Ceres. Not for the colour. Those tits and twits at the Chromeria think everything revolves around them and their colours. The tiger shark is circling me. Dorsal fin cutting beautiful arcs on the open water. I'm on the edge of the wreckage. I got out first, saw that the fires were headed for the powder magazine. But being on the edge means that shark don't have to go through the distraction of all the other meat to get to me. Ceres! Easy, Ceres. Come on now. I turn constantly, keeping my face to the beastie. Sharks are cowards, like to pull you down from behind. These big bastards float along with these tiny little moves like soaring buzzards, making you think they're ponderous. But when they strike, their speed is pants-drenching. The wedge-shaped head circles a bit closer, veers, and... Now, Gunner is the master of timing. None finer. Got to be when the seas are bucking under your feet and the linstock is in hand, slow match smoking... Breathing burning saltpeter and lie in your face like a lover's breath, and a corvette is pulling to broadside, and if your chain shot doesn't take her mast this time, she's going to sink you and geld you and sell you as a galley slave after you've been made a bung boy for every man on deck with a grudge and a hunger. I kick, stabbing one foot hardened to leather and bone by a life, barefoot right at the tiger shark's nose. I see a flash of the milky membrane over its eyes as I'm thrown, almost lifted out of the water by the force of its strike. The shark shivers, stunned. Sensitive nose, my father told me. Looks like he told me right. Gunner ain't no easy meat. Ceres, you think I did this? I didn't. It was the prism. Gavin Gyle.
That damn boy blew up the ship, not me. Go get him, you dumb broad.
Ceres hates it when you dirty her face with exploded ship, and I've done that more than a time or three. The shark recovers, darts away. For 1 second I think I'm safe, that Ceres is going to be reasonable. There's other meat out there. Then the shark turns, starts swimming back. This is Grudge. This is Ceres herself, and she's used to crushing those who defy her by sheer brute force.
Ceres, don't do this!
I've got a pistol still. Lost my musket when it blew up in my hands during the fight with a prism and his blackguards, which is infuriating. Impossible. I've never double-charged a musket in my life. But that's something to worry about later. The pistol might even still work, despite my plunge into the water. I've been trying to make a pistol that's proof against Ceres' spit for years. Nothing's worked against a full plunge, though, and shooting into the water is a fool's game anyway. Ceres' sea skin shields her kin. So I pull my knife instead. Its blade 3 hands long.
Damn you, Ceres. I said I was sorry.
Sea demons are Ceres' sons. I killed one, years back. She ain't forgiven me yet. Won't, until I sacrifice something surreptitiously special. The tiger shark comes straight at me. No subtlety, and I got her timing now. She strikes, and my heels collide with her soft nose one more time. This time, I absorb some of the blow in my knees, still giving the beast a good shock, but not letting myself be thrown so far. I stab for the eye, miss, and bury the knife in its gills. Pull it out with a crimson gush, following the blade like fire from a cannon's throat. A mortal blow, but not a fast death. Damn, meant it to be quick. The wound stains the water in the high sun, and the tiger shark veers away. I swim like a furious goddess is on my heels. I get to the dinghy just as some younger tiger sharks arrive. They're shorter than Ceres' hellhound, their stripes more pronounced. It's a miracle the dinghy survived. A miracle only slightly tainted by the fact that there's no goddamn oars. I stand up, wide-legged. See that there are other men swimming for the dinghy. The first is a Parian with something shy of 6 teeth. His name is Connor, and for good reason. That damned shovelhead has got his grubby paws on 2 oars. You don't look pleased to see that I'm in the dinghy already.
You look wet, I says.
I got no oars, but I'm not swimming with sharks, and sharks don't eat oars.
First mate, Connor says, you're captain, and we need us a crew. Take it or leave it. The winds and waves aren't like to blow you to shore from here.
He's quick. Always hated that about Connor. Dangerous one he is. Still, how good of a con man can he be? He let himself get daubed, Connor.
Hand me the oars then, first mate, so I can help you up, I says.
Go to hell.
That was an order, Gunner says.
Go to hell, Connor says louder, heedless of the tigers. I give in. I never give in. Connor insists on holding the oars as I pull him in the dinghy, which is good. It keeps his hands busy while I stick my knife through his back, pinning him to the gunwale. Even as the men watching from the water curse, surprised at the sudden betrayal, I pry the oars from Connor's fingers. He's dead already, hands convulsed, locked tight. I have to use the butt of my pistol to smash his grip open and drop the oars into the dinghy. I stand easily despite the dinghy bobbing like a cork in the waves. I hold my pistol, waving it carelessly as I address the swimming, desperate men who've just seen me murder Connor.
I am Gunner,
I shout, more to Ceres than to the men in the water.
I have done what satraps and prisms only dream. I am cannoneer of the legendary Arvid Beriah. I am sea demon slayer, shark killer, pirate, rogue. And now I am captain. Captain Gunner is on the look for a crew, I say, finally turning to the men swimming, scared, surrounded by sharks.
I rip my knife free of the gunwale, and Connor's body drops into the hungry sea.
Must be willing to take orders.